Hello, everyone. This is Scott Powers, welcoming you to another episode of the Powers Point Podcast. It's been a good few weeks since we've last talked. Had a birthday, I turned 47, and man, where does time go? Seriously, I sat there reflecting on the past and thinking about people who have come and gone throughout your life, like relatives or friends. Then I thought how I feel as if I have one foot in the grave and the other on a sheet of ice, you know, trying to keep your balance so that both feet aren't in the grave. I know it's a little morbid, but I keep thinking about life as a kid and how easy things seemed, when all you had to worry about was the cool toys that came out, cartoons on Saturdays. Man, cartoons ruled Saturdays from 7 a.m. all the way to noon. But now, I think kids are a little bit cheated out of that now because all they get is CGI. It's not the same. You know, after school, come home, you watch G.I. Joe, Thundercats, Transformers, He-Man. Kids, they get chipped nowadays, I feel. Another thing you had to worry about was having that really cool bike that you could ride around with your gang. I say gang even though we were just a bunch of kids doing nothing, just riding our bikes on the trails and, you know, playing in the woods and hitting each other with sticks and shooting each other with BB guns. You can only cock the BB gun 2 times, no more, otherwise you can cause some damage. If it wasn't cartoons or the bikes, another thing that you look forward to when you're little was meeting that cute girl in school or church. Yeah, life was great back then, but I've learned a lot through life and got really great friends now. But instead of me sitting here reminiscing too much, I think it's time to move on. So this week, I got a movie/TV review. It's on Amazon Prime. It's a great show called Hunters. And I think it's pretty amazing, honestly. It stars Al Pacino, who you know in Goodfellas and Godfather. And it also stars Carol Kane, who has been on a lot of TV from like the late 70s, from Taxi. She was Andy Kaufman's girlfriend back in the day. The Christmas movie Scrooged with Bill Murray. And just a ton of other movies. So Al Pacino plays kind of like this Jewish Bruce Wayne, who's a multimillionaire who funds this group of people who hunt Nazis. You know, Al Pacino's character and some of the other characters that are in this group were in the concentration camps that were lucky enough to get out. But now in present day, well, I say present day, but it goes up to 1978, there's Nazis that our government brought over. Al Pacino and his group of ragtags, they go hunting these Nazis. It's kind of like Batman meeting the Dirty Dozen almost. The characters, they draw you in. You believe these good guys. You believe in what they're doing. You believe that these Nazis, once you see their characters and all that, that they're just super villainous people. Of course, Nazis were villainous people. And it's 10 episodes long. It sucks you in. It goes quick once you find out about each character, and it does tell you every person's like background story. It's really interesting, and I guarantee that if you think you figured out the show in the first couple episodes, that you'll be wrong. You know, and I really enjoy TV like that, where every episode you think you're figuring out the puzzle, but then in the end, you're only halfway done. So I hope there's a season 2. My review does not do this justice, and it's a quick review, just like my podcast is quick. If you've seen it already, let me know what you thought. I honestly want to know if I'm right or wrong, and yeah, we'll go from there. So in the next line of business, I want to remind you that Backbreaker Wrestling returns next Saturday in Griffith, Indiana, March 21st, winner takes all. There's been some great matches that have been announced, such as Jake Roan versus Thomas Keith, Johnny Motley versus Matt Dewar, and Mr. Money versus Dick Davis. There's going to be several more, and these matches that have been announced so far are going to be great. We're not letting the coronavirus stop us. They've stopped soccer, baseball, basketball, football. So when you're bored at home, put on your mask, get your Purell hand sanitizer out, and come watch the show. You'll enjoy it. So now we're talking about the wrestling. Last episode, I announced that there was going to be a contest for a pair of Backbreaker tickets. And right now, folks, turn up the volume a little bit, because I'm about to announce the winner. Let me scroll through some stuff here. So, in the contest here, as I'm mixing up the names, 37 people signed up for this. And I put it in a hat. As you can see here, I'm mixing it up. Putting my hand in. Pulling it out. Alright. The first winner of the Powers Point Podcast contest is Lauren Nicole. Congratulations, Lauren. You can pick your tickets up at the table by the door, and they'll be in the envelope. Bring a friend. Bring a boyfriend. Just bring somebody, because you're going to have fun. Come talk to me afterwards and let me know what you think. Alright, so I'm going through this pretty quick, but I like to keep things short, as you know. For this week's music submission, we've had some really talented people so far, starting out with electronic music, rock music, country. Well, this week I give you a semi-new genre of music known as hip-hop. This artist currently was raised in Wilco, or the county as most people know it. Located in the middle of Georgia, raised on southern rock and blues, he has many influences such as Stevie Ray Vaughan, B.B. King, and many other greats. So turn up the volume, sit back, and here's Yard Call with his song, Gripping My Jaw.
So Just hit a lick.
Okay, how'd you guys like that? You know, a little bit about the song. It talks about the struggles you go through in life. It's about the fight between what you have to do and what you want to do. Sometimes your next move is not the best move, but it's your only move. It was written by Yardkall to express the trials he and many like him have faced in life. The only way to move through them is with a grip in your jaw. Grit your teeth and push through. And if you enjoyed the song, you could follow him on YouTube. You can listen to him on iTunes. You can listen to him on Amazon, Apple, Spotify, Pandora. You can follow him on Facebook.com/Yardkall, Twitter.com/Yardkall, Instagram.com/Yardkall, or just go to www.yardkall.com. I really hope you enjoyed that song, and as always, if you liked it, let me know, and I could get more from him and let you hear more. He's got two albums out, and this song comes from his newest album called Straight Out the Woods. And from front to back, I love every song. Okay, it's that time again where I say goodbye. But before I do, as always, I want to leave you with the feel-good quote. And I found a good one, and it's by Winston Churchill. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Until next time, folks, have a great day or a great night, great afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this, just have a great one. Talk to you in a few.